Call from the Dáil on Kerry Today with John Downing.
Now, John Downing, a very good morning to you. I'm not sure that the Italian politicians that Micheál Martin will be meeting today will know what the word Sleivín means, but what do you make of that insult thrown across the floor of the Dáil to do with housing this week before we talk about anything else?
Well, it was, I suppose, a piece of theatre trying, you know, the one thing that will stay, you can do. There's two ways of doing kind of political debate. The one is kind of 3.5% over 4 years by the point of, blah, 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 drone. Yeah. Or you can go and call someone a Sleivín and you get a headline and people remember it. So, I mean, it's on that basis. Sleivín, an interesting word, the little mountain. In other words, so you're a pretty trivial, squalid little person. Not parliamentary language, so it remained to be seen. She was urged to withdraw it, so she repeated it. So it was going to be that kind of a day, you know. That was Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday lunchtime.
Is it a sign of the needle that's there, maybe, the spite that's there now between the two of them?
It is. It's a sign also that Sinn Féin, we're yet again reminded, have gone back to first principles. It's going to be cost of living. And they're going to try and find different ways of saying the same thing every day of the week. And we'll see. They are, we have noted here before, Jerry, you and I, that Sinn Féin is the most popular party in opinion polls, but all things considered, given the level of dissatisfaction with government, particularly a cost of living and housing, they're not as far ahead as they used to be. They used to be in the high 30s. So there's certain echoes of desperation coming out of the Sinn Féin ranks here also, you know.
Mm. Are they losing ground to other parties, John?
They are
on the left and the right,
I think. Yes, and they may have to look again at their migration policies and approach to that. But certainly, they're losing a certain ground to AIMTO and Independent Ireland, who are to a large degree pegging out territory to the right of Sinn Féin. Meanwhile, you have a plethora of left-leaning parties fishing from that pool also. So it's, you know, they have their own problems too, you know.
Yeah, speaking of problems, and before we talk internationally, John, what's going on with the finances? And what's Jack Chambers trying to do? Stories today of the Department of Transport facing an 18 million savings target, some ministers being criticised for lack of transparency, Justice told to save 39 million under a levy proposed by Chambers, and warnings over the last couple of weeks that they have to rein things in, 5% cuts across the board, ministers not happy, they're grumbling about what he's trying to do. What's going on?
Yeah, I suppose, I mean, there you can argue, the senior civil servants will say, well, here I am, we run our department and we cut our cloth accordingly, and now we find that the others which are not as careful or as applied to their task and are running overspends, and we're the ones picking up the tab for them. So Jack Chambers, in one phrase, is playing nasty cop. There is a problem. The spending increase is running around 9-10%. The government has pledged to keep the spending increase to 6%. So, and they're continually being warned. And I mean, I dread talking about 2008 and what happened then.
Yeah.
But we do remember that we were among the worst placed in the Western world when the wind changed, and the whole world banking and world economy just fell asunder. So I think, you know, there is a point there, and I think if you spool on a few years, people may be looking back and saying what Jack Chambers is saying now is rather unpopular, but others will reflect. May, I hope not, because I hope the evil day doesn't come, but they may reflect back and say, well, you know, the man was trying to tell us and nobody wanted to listen.
Nobody was.
So we're
listening.
Kind of in that space at the moment.
Yeah. The Department of Transport will be maybe under a little bit more pressure following the news coming from the Dáil Public Accounts Committee. A €50 million write-off by Éireann Éireann on a failed IT project. What is it with semi-state bodies and IT projects, John? They just can't get it right, whether it's the Arts Council, the OPW, or or Irish Rail.
Yeah, and the Arts Council. We can put this. It's very disappointing and dispiriting. I mean, I often say to you, we're on the cusp of a weekend. We're promised very scarce good weather for once. I hate being negative about these things, but it's hard to find any positive when 50 million is blown like that. It's about train services. I'm on the trains quite a lot these days. It's hard to get a seat sometimes. More or less everybody is on them. We're coming into a time when people down your side of the country are going to be getting the train here, there and everywhere. And they were investing in a computerized signal system, which would make services more efficient, ideally, and safer. And now we find the whole thing is a complete crock and is going to be scrapped. And they are, I love the phrase, what a euphemism, they're writing down 50 million. No, they're not. They're acknowledging that it's completely, it's already gone. It's gone down the drain. And, it's just one of these things that you wonder. We've had, going way back 20 years, we had this beauty called PPARS, which was supposed to be an integrated payroll system for the health services writ large, and the model to spread it across the public sector. And that was another absolutely outrageous mess, and money flooding out the door, and the system was a botch. And this is yet another example. There's a group in there studying how the public sector should buy computer services and all the rest. But I mean, we're not seeing results. I mean, as long as I'm in journalism, I've seen computerization come in everywhere, and most people in the world of work know about it by now. Companies the length and breadth of the land have computerized very many of them with success. So you'd really wonder here what the hell is going on.
Yeah, not the last we've heard of that one, for sure. The Taoiseach is in Rome today. No, he's been very exercised. And has he been leading the way in terms of anger and fury, really, at the Israeli treatment of the Summit Flotilla detainees, including up to 15 Irish people? Some shocking scenes, a very disturbing video where a senior Israeli minister is seen at goading and taunting the detainees. And will there be any ramifications, real world ramifications on this in terms of EU and Israeli trade?
Well, yeah, it becomes more and more complicated. I'm just reading the stuff out of Brussels this morning, and yes, I mean, there's a huge bank of nations now. Sweden, Belgium, the others joining Spain and Ireland. In all fairness, Ireland is one of the smaller countries on the world stage, and within the EU, there's only so much we can do. And ideally, this should be approached on an EU level. And there is a build-up, but it doesn't look like they're going to get there, to be honest, because Germany, their foreign minister, has this morning described the video as unacceptable. But the word from Berlin, the reports, the news agency reports out of Berlin this morning show that the German government is falling short, some way short, of calling for new sanctions. The bloc that's, basically perennially putting up with all kinds of outrages from Israel is mainly Germany, Austria, and Czechia, as we call it now, the Czech Republic. And that because of the history of the Holocaust. Hungary, before Viktor Orban got his cards in the election last month, was also there. that may change. But there's a further complication, because that's beauty. Itamar Ben Gvir, who did that appalling stuff to the detainees and then proudly posted a video, he's electioneering. And some of the other capitals, Germany, Austria, and Czech Republic especially, are saying, look, there are elections in Israel on the 27th, parliamentary elections on the 27th of October. So we may be, by applying sanctions now of all times, we may actually just be playing into the hard right wing elements in Israel, and your man Ben Gvir among them. So it's complex, but I don't see there'd be a lot of competitive indignation, but to see them practically saying, look, Israel has an outrageously beneficial trade deal with the EU, a market of 450 million, and that would certainly, changing that could certainly hurt them and make them, you know, think. But there doesn't seem to be a will to do it, despite all of the outrage following the stuff that we've seen in the last 2 days.
Yeah. Okay, John, there's two by-elections underway today. Kind of lackluster is the feeling about them, really. Neither of them have really sparked off into the national consciousness, despite the fact that they're kind of, I suppose you could call them, mid-term by-elections. Hard to call. Transfers would play a lot. There's a chance Fine Gael might win in Galway West, although Noel Thomson of Independent Ireland pushing hard, Labour going well there. So hard to call these ones. And in Dublin Central, you have the Jerry Hutch factor, who may end up being the kingmaker.
He may. And I mean, the difficulty is, well, our information is based on the TG Cahir Irish Times polls, one of them done last week, the other one done the week before. So they may be a bit dated, because they're asking questions of people who haven't really sort of broached the issue yet. So it will remain to be seen. A turnout probably going to be on the low side, could go anywhere, but there are. While the campaigns, as I agree, were kind of lackluster, they are hard to try and show, you know, to put a bit of jizz into anyway, even on a good day. But they are a measure of the public mood across the nation. They will be. There's big stuff in it for each of the party leaders. So we will be waiting tomorrow. These are likely to be long counts, by the way, Jerry. 17
candidates
standing in Galway West, 14 in Dublin Central. So we could be waiting a while for definitive results, but they will be parsed with great interest.
Yeah, Janice Boylan leading the way in Dublin Central for Sinn Féin. It'd be important for them to get the win, you'd imagine. So we'll see what happens in terms of that ramification on that. John, look, not to depress people again, but there was a strong sense of depression and maybe deja vu and even a bit of fatigue among members of the public when we saw yet another Oireachtas committee this week. We're going to see another one next week, I think, in the public accounts, looking into the sad and sorry saga of RTE and payments to stars that they just can't ever seem to get right.
Yeah, and it was even compounded by the Director General, Kevin Backhurst, saying, do you know what? We're being too open. That's why we're the ones who brought this one into the open, and that's why we're in the firing line again. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Backhurst. You know, I mean, really, you're not getting away with that one. I mean, there's a heck of a lot of taxpayers' money gone into RTE, and it is very disappointing. You would have imagined after all the stuff that we had in 2023 and all the eye-catching nonsense about money being thrown around crazily and wasted and blown. That, and by the way, this is the organisation that calls everyone else to book and questions, particularly politicians' pay and perks and so on. Well, I think the shoe is on the other foot, and politicians are entitled to say, well, you're not, you know, people in glass houses, etc. So it is very disappointing. You would have thought that the story by now should be, do you know what, RT is getting its act together and the reforms are beginning to kick in and so on. Instead, we get quite the opposite.
Yeah, we certainly do. And is there a politically a question on the wider sense for the current executive? Are politicians getting a bit tired of Kevin Backer saying, well, it was my predecessor that did that, notwithstanding that it looks like Dee Forbes did sign off on the deal for Derek Mooney. But at the same time, Brian Brennan's TD Fine Gael said, look, do you believe RT's fit for service, but also do you believe you're the right man to lead RT? Is there pressure coming on that level politically, do you think?
Yeah, there may well be. We shall see. But he's pretty clever operator, Backhurst. It will remain to be seen. I don't know whether he may be politically more of use, particularly to the minister responsible, Patrick O'Donovan of Newcastle West, adjacent to your parish, Jerry. But Backhurst may be of greater use to him in situ rather than ousting him and going again into the uncertainty of somebody else.
Yeah, fair point. John, listen, great stuff. We'll see what happens with the by-elections. We'll know a lot more about them over the weekend and into next week. But thanks for giving us your time again this morning on Call from the Dáil. John Downing there of the Irish Independent on Call from the Dáil. If you want to say on the political week, if you have your own observations, we'd love to hear from them.